Chris, I've got a quick question for you, which I wanted to know. This is from Tom Costema, and he says, what is that smell of rain? As it's been so sunny recently, we'll have rain to inevitably ruin this sunshine. What is that kind of smell that you get just before the rain? And why does it sometimes happen and sometimes not happen?
People don't actually know for sure
exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's got this fancy name, petrichor, because petros in Greek means rocky, and cor, of course, means smells. And the bottom line here is that no one knows exactly what it is, but a lady in the 1970s, her name was Nancy Gerber, she actually did some chemical experiments and made some measurements, and she found there were several chemicals, some of which coincide with a soil bug called Actinomycetes. These filamentous bugs live in the soil and grow throughout the soil. They break down various detritus and things that's in the soil, and a product of their metabolism, a bit like sort of microbial poo, if you like, are these chemicals. And when the raindrops come down, they splat into the ground and they elevate particles of these microorganisms and their byproducts and their metabolic waste into the air, and it happens to have this kind of smell. One name that's given to it is geosmin for one of the chemicals that's up there. It's nice, isn't it? But interestingly, there was another paper that came out from MIT earlier this year. Cullen Bewey and his colleagues actually said, well, it's all very well saying, well, raindrops splatter on the ground and they release these particles from the ground, but how do they do it? That was their question. And they did some beautiful photography where they used a very fast camera of raindrops splatting down against the ground. If you look carefully at very, very detailed pictures of these raindrops landing, what you see are almost like bubbles of champagne coming up through a champagne glass coming up in the raindrop. What they speculate is that as the drop hits the ground, it compresses and captures a little bleb of particulate matter and air, some bubbles, as it lands, and that stuff then has to come bubbling up through the liquid. And as it does so, it carries with it some of these particles which are in the soil, and they get aerosolized or distributed out into the air, and then you can smell them.
But this doesn't happen all the time, so presumably it's when the conditions are just right, the right weight of rain and the right kind of soil.
If you've had relentless rain day after day after day, then it's damped down all the particles probably anyway. They've all been washed away, or everything that's been thrown up into the air is there and you're already used to the smell, because there's also this whole question of you adapt to the presence of a smell. You must have noticed, you go around someone's house, you think, God, it's a bit whiffy in here, especially around your house. And after about 5 minutes, you stop noticing the smell, and that's because you have adapted, your nose has learned that that smell is always there. So when you notice this most is when it hasn't been present. So you've had a long, profound, pronounced dry spell. Lots of the stuff is in dry soil, easy to release into the air, comes down, splat up into the air, you breathe it in and you really notice it. And that's what we think geosmin is.